America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing, everybody? Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Maybe you were watching a lot of the NCAA basketball, if anybody out there is still alive in their brackets. I was beaten up so badly in the first couple of rounds. I was like, forget about it. We didn't even do our challenge this time around, because I think everybody felt that way. There just wasn't enough interest. And it's the first time we haven't done that. And I think it's because a lot of people got dinged in the early rounds by the Cinderellas, even though if you look at the way the brackets go, you've got points, and the points are always heavily weighted as you get deeper into the tournament. All right, speaking of getting deeper, Russia, 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 I like what Lindsey Graham had to say last week. I don't always see eye to eye with the longtime South Carolina senator, although I do like Graham, because I think he kind of beats to his own drummer mostly. He had a great quote, though. He said, Russia is merely an oil and gas company masquerading as a country, right? Because he's talking about Putin, and he was talking about the value system of Putin, and that, listen, this guy is a KGB colonel, and he understands where he's coming from. He just doesn't agree with it. And, of course, Graham isn't alone. Among his friends, of course, Senator John McCain joins him in that, in accusing Putin of simply pulling the strings, manipulating Moscow's oil reserves to expand power throughout the world. Duh, that's what they've been doing. And I love the gas station analogy, though, because that's really what it is. And so Putin's forces dancing around on the border of eastern Ukraine and possibly, you know, wanting to invade and threatening to invade, forces in Belarus scaring a lot of people. And, you know, where does that all head? It'll come down to what the economics of it are. That's what will happen. And then you also wonder this. It's like somebody asked me the question, well, how did the Ukraine get destabilized anyway? I mean, what happened? Were they not going in the right direction? So they were either going to hook up with Russia or the European Union. It looked like they were going to hook up with the European Union. That was, you know, the fear was that the Ukraine would join the trade union before the next election cycle, because the Ukraine can't really do much for Europe, because Russia has most of the Ukraine's customers. So if you're looking at it from that point of view, the mines, all of that kind of stuff, then that's why that happened. But how did it turn into a coup anyway? I mean, how did that all unfold? So I think there still is a lot of crazy questions surrounding how the Ukraine ended up in this position in the first place. And it seems like, you know, we talk about, oh, the people want democracy, we want to back the people. And I'm thinking in my head of Egypt and what happened in Egypt. I'm thinking of what happened in Syria. And now here we go, the same thing in the Ukraine. Of course, a little different than what's happened in the other two Middle Eastern countries, because they're off the charts without a doubt. But where are we putting Russia in this, in other words? Where is Russia behind us? Are we looking in the rear view mirror? Because this is a country that has massive natural resources, but they're tough to be able to get there. So once there are more technological advances and there's ways to extract that, Russia becomes that much more popular. I don't know. And this idea of giving the Ukraine $35 billion for what? And where is that money going, and what kind of, corruption is going on there? So from all ends of this, there are still a lot of things that don't add up. They don't add up. But I know this. We don't completely want to alienate. I don't think we completely want to alienate Russia, because it doesn't serve us in any economic way. But it also does not serve them either. You might disagree with that. or you might agree. I mean, where do you think we stand? Who would you rather be closer to, Russia or China? Send me your thoughts on that. We'll take your posts all week long. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. The week that was, we talked a lot about Hobby Lobby and the Supreme Court and what, you know, ultimately led to some pretty interesting oral arguments. 90 minutes of oral arguments. The attorneys in the Hobby Lobby Supreme Court case say that they feel cautiously optimistic that the court will eventually strike down the Obamacare requirement that employers provide contraception in their health plans. And they seem to feel as though that the majority of justices, there's a concern that if an owner decides to run a for-profit business, then it forfeits the right to bring suit under the First Amendment. So, this is the idea of, okay, pro-religious freedom from the Beckett Fund, are because of the questions, are we encouraged by this or not? Which way does this go? And we don't know, of course, because the final opinion comes out most likely in June, but it's a case that got a lot of national attention. We did both sides of this past week on America Tonight because of the possible impact on freedom of religion as well as Obamacare. The administration is arguing that requiring a business to provide health care that includes contraception improves health care without placing any burden on the business, blah, blah, blah. And in fact, we're going to let you hear that was one of our, I think one of our great moments. Maureen Ferguson and Judy Waxman both were part of America Tonight, and Maureen Ferguson with the Catholic League and Judy Waxman on the opposite side of that, talking about, you know, what it means. Maureen Ferguson emphasizing that it's not about contraception, it's not about birth control pills, it's about abortion pills. And there are 20 legally available forms of contraception, and employers are already paying for 16 of the 20, was the point that was made by one of the attorneys for Hobby Lobby. But the mandate from the Department of Health and Human Services requires that employers pay for the other forms that Hobby Lobby says forget about it because they induce abortion. So this is just a straightforward argument under what I briefly mentioned, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, that the government doesn't have a compelling reason to make the owners of Hobby Lobby, which would be the Green family, pay for those four forms of contraception. And now it comes down to the justices and where the nine justices who did actually voice some skepticism about aspects of the claims. And it could rest with Justice Kennedy. A lot of times he's the deciding, you know, a lot of times he's the deciding vote in all of this. So, and he asked the question, he said, then what is the government's interest? So keep an eye out on this. We'll be talking about this, I'm sure, in the next upcoming month. So sit back, relax, and we got more to come here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Supreme Court case that unfolds Tuesday in Washington. More time has been allotted because so many people are going to be there. More amicus briefs were filed and whatnot, so it's like an hour and a half now, the oral arguments. We're talking about Hobby Lobby and the Conestoga Wood cases. Judy Waxman joins us. She's the VP for Health and Reproductive Rights for the National Women's Law Center. As I said, we've been talking about this for a long time here on America Tonight and across the country. This is a big challenge to the Affordable Health Care Act, and it's got all kinds of elements in it, including religious freedoms. What are you thinking right now, Judy Waxman, as this case gets ready to hear the oral arguments on Tuesday?
Well, first of all, there's going to be a big crowd outside the court. We understand that people are already camping out all night to be able to get in, and you know that doesn't happen that often. Also, it's going to snow in here in Washington, so it's quite an event. But what's happening inside the court is really serious and of great concern. What the case is that these for-profit secular corporations have said that they don't want to cover contraceptives in the health plan for their employees, which, of course, is required now to be in all health plans. And they say it's against the owner's religion to cover contraceptives for the employees. So, first of all, the corporation isn't the owner. The corporation is separate from the owner. And so the first question is, can a corporation have a religion? Can you say the corporation doesn't want to cover contraceptives because of their religious beliefs? contract, believe it or not, is the first question. And, of course, if the court says, oh, yes, corporations can have a religion, then that could have very far-flung effects, way beyond even the plan for the employees cover contraceptives. Could mean many things that maybe the corporation doesn't want to cover, like immunizations or psychiatric care. It could mean the employees have to abide to all kinds of rules that the corporation might think is appropriate. So it's really a very serious, far, and will have far lasting effects. And we're going to hear all about it tomorrow.
So you think it's a slippery slope, because I'll play devil's advocate for a second. What the other thing that you'll hear, and you know this because, as you said, it's going to be jammed outside of the courthouse, and you're going to have, as always, the pro and the con side of what the arguments entail. And the other flip side, the other argument of this is, well, what about the First Amendment? Doesn't that mean anything? Can the government force citizens that profess a certain faith to violate their beliefs when they enter into business or into a marketplace? And what do you, and you kind of just said that there, but what would you counteract that with?
Well, what I would say is, first of all, the corporation isn't the owner. I mean, the owner incorporates to be able to be protected from liability, and it's a separate thing. And the individual, the owner, the owner's family, they can practice their religion however they like. I mean, nobody's telling them they have to use contraceptives or get immunizations or whatever it is. The problem is, though, that their religious freedom cannot impose their religion on other people. And that's the difference here. That's what they're trying to do. Nobody's saying that their religious freedom should be hurt in any way. But what they can't do is say, well, I'm the boss, and you, my employees, have to follow my religion. That's what this case is about.
Yeah, how do you feel about it? And what does your gut tell you? I mean, you've had lots of conversations, obviously, with people at the National Women's Law Center, some great people there, and other legal minds and folks all over D.C. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, tomorrow is going to be quite interesting, and in fact, the justices have extended the time. Usually arguments take an hour. This one's good. They're saying they need an hour and a half, so that tells you they have lots of questions. And I would say that a corporation has never been found to be an entity that can have a conscience. You know, all throughout the history of this country, we have protected individuals' religious freedom. But we've never had a court say that the corporation has a religion and that somehow has to be protected. So I am assuming the justices will not break with past precedent, and Hobby Lobby will fail.
All right, so we'll see, because you know how that is. Then they'll go and then write the brief, obviously, and we won't know that. It's just, as you and I both mentioned, it's just the argument portion of the case. Have you been flooded with phone calls at the NWLC with support to fight this fight?
Oh, yes. We have had calls from all over the country, and there's lots of social media happening. We, in fact, if your listeners are interested, have a website called This Is Personal. And what we are doing, and we've had a wonderful response, is we're asking people, of course, to come to the court if they can. But if they can't, they can sign up and have their name put on a big banner that's going to be there, so people can virtually be there by having their name on a banner at the court tomorrow.
Yeah. When this came up, did you just know this was one of the issues that you were jumping on, especially given your title, that the group, the NWLC, filed, in fact, an amicus brief supporting the contraceptive coverage benefit? Did you know right away when this became sort of the third rail? Because it did the second the Affordable Care Act was announced, and then people started to go through it more. I mean, this has been highlighted now for a couple of years, and then this challenge just came up. Did you have a feeling that, hey, this is one we're going to jump on legally?
Yeah, Yeah, well, of course. First of all, I mean, the part that, 99% of American women use contraceptives sometime in their lives, and the fact that now all health plans are required to cover all methods of birth control without any copay is really an astounding advance forward for women, we think. And we were so pleased that that became part of the law. And, of course, almost all businesses are abiding by that. Even many religiously affiliated organizations are abiding by it. So when a secular for-profit company says, well, I'm the owner and my company doesn't believe in this, it is something, of course, that we would say, well, we don't think that's right. And what we think you're doing is really punishing your employees. And the employees are of every faith. I mean, they're not necessarily don't have the same personal faith as the owners of this company. They're everything. And the customers are all faiths. So really for this employer to say, well, I don't think this is right. I don't believe in it. Therefore, I am going to punish my employees is really just not right.
Yeah. And we're speaking, so everybody knows, with Judy Waxman. And, of course, she is the VP for Health and Reproductive Rights at the National Women's Law Center. The other issue that comes up since we've got you here is Roe v. Wade and what happens with the makeup of the judges. And is this always something that you're in tune to, and this is kind of a thought in your head that, boy, I hope we don't go in this direction? Because, as you know, a lot of people would, well, I shouldn't say a lot, it's, again, split, but there are many people who want to see that repealed.
Yeah, this case has really nothing to do with that, I want to say. I suppose it's possible some other case would come up to the Supreme Court at some point. But this case is really just about birth control. And, of course, we have in this country almost half of pregnancies are unplanned. Proper use of the kind of method of birth control that works for each woman is really what helps prevent unintended pregnancies. And obviously it helps create healthier moms, healthier babies, and avoids the need to even talk about abortion. So this case really is about what 99% of women use in this country. I think we've made a big leap forward. So now that women can get health insurance, everybody's health insurance will cover the kind of birth control that you particularly need without any copay. And what we hope is that that goes a long way to prevent unintended pregnancies and help women lead healthier lives.
Judy, thanks so much. We'll be waiting to see what happens with the court and those big oral arguments. Thanks for coming on ATN.
Happy to do it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Okay, what is it tonight? Lisa, tell me what the hell is wrong. Do you want to eat? Do you want to sleep? Do you want to drown? Just settle down, settle down, settle down. I'll give you pants, give you guns, give you pills, give you anything you want. $100 bills.
We've been talking about this all along, and the day is here. The oral arguments at the Supreme Court, Sebelius versus Hobby Lobby stores. And right now in our virtual green room, Maureen Ferguson from the Catholic Association to talk about it and what it means. So, Maureen, thanks for coming on. We appreciate your time.
Sure. It's a big day tomorrow up at the Supreme Court. This is one of the biggest cases of the year. And the justices have even allotted extra time for the oral arguments tomorrow, you know, as an indication of what a significant case this is. We probably won't hear the decision until June, so we're going to have to wait in suspense a little bit. But it's a big day at the court tomorrow.
From your point of view, is this about religious liberty? Because you know the other side is saying it's not about that.
Well, this case has always been about religious liberty. And just quick review for your listeners, the government, as part of Obamacare, is saying that all employers have to, in this case, we're talking about the abortion drugs, not these companies already cover contraceptives, but they object to the coverage of abortion drugs. So the government is saying you have to, these two companies, Conestoga Wood and Hobby Lobby, you have to give away for free to your employees as part of your health care plan abortion-inducing drugs. The companies are saying, hey, that violates our faith. Hobby Lobby is owned by Evangelical Christian Family, Conestoga Wood by Mennonite Christians. And neither of them want to pay for drugs that can end a human life because, of course, that would violate their religious faith. The government is saying, well, you have to or we're going to fine you. And in Hobby Lobby's case, the fines would be $1.3 million a day because the fine in Obamacare for not doing this is $100 per employee per day. So Hobby Lobby is a huge company. They have 500 stores around the country. Mm-hmm. In the case of Conestoga Wood, it would be $35 million a year. So ironically, it would be cheaper for these companies to drop health care coverage for their employees altogether because the fine for that is smaller. It shows you where the Obama administration's priorities are. But it's just, it's an unbelievable case on the one hand. You know, the rollout of Obamacare has been so disastrous. They've given exemptions left and right to all their political friends. They've delayed one deadline after another. They've granted waivers, for nearly every aspect of the Affordable Care Act. Yet when it comes to people of faith who run a business or nuns that care for the poor, in the case of Little Sisters of the Poor, the Obama administration has fought them all the way to the Supreme Court. It's just, this is an unprecedented violation of religious liberty, and it's deeply un-American.
Do you feel like there's more support for Hobby Lobby because there's 84 amicus briefs that were filed, for example, and I'm sure you know this, by almost a 3-1 margin, the briefs favored Hobby Lobby. So that certainly shows the support, I would think anyway, for the Green family and Hobby Lobby. And the issue of religious freedom is definitely on the minds of a lot of people, don't you think?
Absolutely. That was a very, very strong show of support. And, Hobby Lobby is a well-known company, the Green family. They run this company according to their Christian principles. They're closed on Sundays, so families, employees can go to church and have family time. So I think that's one reason why the Hobby Lobby case has garnered so much attention. But, the Obama administration has been using these words, freedom of worship. Now, our Constitution doesn't talk about freedom of worship. It talks about the free exercise of religion. So these may seem like little semantic differences to your listeners, but as Mark Twain said, it's kind of like the difference between a lightning bug and lightning. It's a huge difference. So this term freedom of worship is a narrowing of our religious freedom. The Obama administration is essentially arguing that these families can practice their faith on Sundays within the four walls of their church, but they have no right to let their faith inform their practices during the week, Monday to Friday, at the workplace. So they're saying if you're going to choose to earn a living for your family, you have to leave your faith at the door.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, what's interesting is, and you know this, and what you're setting it up is what's going to be discussed here, and you know this as well, playing devil's advocate on the other side of this, what the argument will be is that Hobby Lobby is a corporation, secular for-profit business, and it's the corporate entity to which the mandate applies, and to obtain a religious exemption from the mandate, Hobby Lobby's owners would have to make the corporation with their meld it with their personal religious views, and that would require altering basically the distinction between shareholder and corporation, and then that would disrupt all of that. So when you hear the arguments, what do you say back to that it's about the corporation?
Right. Well, this argument from the other side might sound like it has some merit. They say, well, corporations don't have a conscience. Corporations can't practice religion. But first of all, we're not talking about huge publicly held corporations. We're talking about closely held family businesses. And these families clearly are motivated by their religion and their faith. But even in the case of these large publicly held corporations, how about Whole Foods or Apple? They openly talk about their values agenda. You know, Whole Foods is always, engaging in meritorious food drives for the poor internationally. So even these large corporations have a quote unquote conscience in that sense, and nobody questions that. But how about, say, the New York Times? Now, the New York Times certainly has free speech rights. The New York Times, as a corporation, certainly has free speech rights. So if they have free speech rights under the First Amendment, then surely a family business has religious freedom. And, you know, I'm certain that our founders did not think that people would have to leave their faith at the door just because they want to earn a living.
Yeah. Again, the same thing along the other side. It's just funny you bring up the New York Times. They had a big piece on it talking about the arguments on Tuesday, just saying, look, this is religious freedom versus women's rights. And it's momentous, obviously, and you and I both know that, as you mentioned at the top. And it touches on the consequences of what could happen here in the court's ruling. What do you think with as far as the justices go, because we've seen what's happened with Justice Roberts before. What does your gut tell you will happen in June after the oral arguments, as you mentioned, extended an extra half hour, so it's like an hour and a half? Do you think the court goes the way of Hobby Lobby, based on some of the things that we've mentioned here, or do you think that this is going to be a tough uphill battle?
Well, the honest answer is I have no idea, because anyone who thinks they can predict what the Supreme Court will do is sadly mistaken. Mm-hmm. In my gut, I think that the court will side with religious freedom. When you look at the history of religious freedom in our country was founded upon religious freedom. When you look at the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which will be at issue, this bill passed Congress almost unanimously. It was signed by a Democratic president, Bill Clinton, and it says that the government must have a compelling state interest in if it's going to override religious freedom. And it says that it must do so in the least restrictive means. Now, I don't know how you can argue that making a religious family give away free abortion drugs to their employee, how could that be the least restrictive means, even if you argue that it is a compelling state interest for the government to give away contraception when it's already widely and cheaply available, when they've already exempted, millions of people from this mandate anyway. But there are so many other ways that the government could achieve this goal of free contraception. They could issue vouchers. They already have multiple government programs through Title X and community health centers, Medicaid, where people can get free contraception. So the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, I am hopeful when you look at the history of religious freedom in our country. It really challenges common sense to say that the government has both a compelling state interest and is achieving their goal in the least restrictive means, which is passed for the Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Yeah. One last thing. At the Catholic Association, did you get a lot of calls and letters and emails and that kind of thing of support?
Sure. I think our online community, we have a very strong Facebook community. I encourage your listeners to check us out at thecatholicassociation.org, but there's been a lot of activity on social media for sure. And just one thing I want to point out before we go is that you're going to keep reading, your listeners are going to keep hearing about the contraceptive mandate. Again, in this case, contraception is not an issue. These companies already cover contraception. What's at issue are drugs that can induce an early abortion, drugs and devices like the IUD that can induce an early abortion, because once conception has taken place, you can't, with common sense, you can't legitimately call it a contraceptive once conception has already taken place. And the other side is trying very hard to confuse this issue. But as any, as science and any embryology textbook will tell you, a new human life begins at fertilization. And these drugs and devices can end the life of that developing human embryo. So that is what it is the issue in this case. So don't be fooled by the media coverage calling this a contraceptive mandate.
It's going to be interesting, certainly, at the court, no doubt about that. If you want to chime in on this, 855-266-5283. Maureen Ferguson, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Good to be with you.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Steve Kelly is back with us. You know, he does a terrific radio show in out of New Hampshire called Free Money Radio Hour. We're going to ask him about that. But what I like is the tagline, because how often have I emphasized this during the years that I've been doing this show, is what is it that you're doing with your money that you don't realize you're doing and you unnecessarily push it away? Specifically, his tagline is that the show is dedicated to helping you recover the money you are inadvertently and unnecessarily transferring away. So well said, because I know so many people who fall into that category. Steve, as always, it's fun to have you on this show. Thanks for coming back to America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. It's an honor to be on.
So, in saying that, in talking about what people do, what do you see as the biggest mistakes people make with money inadvertently?
Well, we know that the average person wastes about 10 to 20% of their money on unnecessary expenditures through ignorance, excess taxes, interest payments, opportunity costs, fees, unnecessary risks, poor management, just inappropriate investments, and this really piles up. Imagine if you could recapture 10 to 20% of what you spend each month and compare that to, say, a 1 to 2% return on your savings. And most people are focused on that 1 to 2% of their savings. But in order to get an additional return on your savings, you probably have to increase risk. It's probably taxable. And if you could recapture, say you had $50,000 a year that you spent, and you could recapture 5 to 10% of that, that's the equivalent or more than that 1 to 2 or even 3 to 4% return on your savings. So this is what we specialize in.
Yeah, the 5 to 10% is huge. I guarantee right now people are stopping their cars and pulling over on the side of the road. So how do they get that money back? What is it you're saying? Because I know you're going against the grain. Tell everybody what it is you propose that they could be doing that they're probably not doing right now.
Well, let's just think in terms, for example, of Social Security, because a lot of the people that we deal with are retirees or people that are getting ready to retire. And when they go into their Social Security office, they'll be given a couple of different choices, and that is take your money now or perhaps wait or take it early and so forth. And what people don't realize is that there are a number of very sophisticated choices that they can make. In fact, the average person has about 750 different choices to make, which they're not aware of, about Social Security. And that right choice can mean perhaps, say, $100,000 to $150,000 of additional money over their lifetime. Now, imagine not having to have spent the money you would have had to spend because you have that extra Social Security money. That manifests itself in the opportunity cost, and that is risk-free, tax-free, no-cost, free money. And now use that money for additional investments and growth. That's incremental growth and return. And, again, that's risk-free and maybe even without fees and taxes. And that's more free money. And that's why we call our show the Free Money Alliance, because we're trying to identify that money that people are putting that are transferring away through poor decisions. And they're all over the place.
Yeah, and when you see that happen, and you've seen that obviously happen with clients, is it like the light bulb moment when you look at the landscape and take it apart and see the pileup they've created? Is it like the, you got to be kidding me, Steve? You mean I was doing this, I was doing that, and then you make those tweaks, and all of a sudden there's light at the end of the tunnel? That's got to be rewarding for you.
Well, it is. It's an interesting dynamic, Kate, because people are funny about their money.
Yes.
And oftentimes not terribly rational about it. So they get into bad habits that they don't even know that they're doing. And you have to be very careful about how you point it out to people. Otherwise, they become defensive and they can't hear you. So what we try and do is we try to do this in a way that's very non-threatening, low-key. It's a coaching process. We don't rush through it. We have generally several sessions that we're dealing with. And we try and show them how to allocate their various money to the right things that they need at the right times in their lives. And it's an entirely different conversation than people are used to having. They're used to having a conversation about money allocations, things like, should I put it in emerging markets, or should I put it into foreign oil, or should I put it into gold, or should I put it into silver? And that's not a conversation we want to have with people. We want to have a conversation about, what do you want your money to do for you? What are the things of value in your lives that your money can help facilitate to get you closer to your goals and help you live an abundant life? And the interesting thing about it is that's rarely about the money. It's almost always about the person. And so this is what we try and do. We try and change the focus, change the conversation from one about investing and growing your money to one about managing your money in a way that aligns with your own lifestyle, your own beliefs, your own value system, and so forth. And by doing that, people will sort of, I don't know, they just kind of organically get to the place they need to be. But it's a tough conversation for a planner because they're not expecting it when they come in.
Yeah. Have you seen that the trends have really switched since you've been in this career where you're a financial guru and you can see the puzzle? Like you say, it's a tough conversation to have. People are funny about their money. It was great that you said that because that's so true. It's the one thing nobody will talk about it. If somebody's really in trouble, they don't tell people until it's too late. You saw, the rash of bankruptcies and things that happen, and they're not honest with people, but they still go out and they spend money on dinners that they really can't afford. So have you seen that change since you jumped into the game? Has it changed the way personalities are accepting things and whatnot? Or no, it's the same across the board?
Well, the problem with it is that humans don't behave rationally about things.
Yep.
And, I was reading a book today by someone who says, I'm a avid cyclist, but then I get I get injured and I can't cycle. So instead of going off and eating properly and so forth, I just start to binge eat and do all of the things that are not good for me, knowing that I'm going to have to dig out of this hole later when I get back on my bike. Money's kind of the same way. When people start to feel out of control, they start to take on unhealthy patterns. And oftentimes those unhealthy patterns have to do with what they feel out of control about. So if somebody feels out of control about their money, instead of holding back, perhaps, and stepping back and taking control of it or looking for tools, what they'll do is they'll go out and spend it because they don't know what else to do. And so what we try and do in the product, and this is particularly acute in retirement, because people feel very out of control regarding their retirement. All your life you've had an income coming in, assuming that you were able to hold on to your job and so forth, you were able to count on that income. It was dependable, it was predictable, it was there every month. And it puts you in control of your situation. And now suddenly you're jumping off this cliff where you're going to have to rely on others. You're going to have to rely on Social Security or a pension or a savings account. And oftentimes those savings accounts have been somewhat unreliable if they've been managed in the markets. People have seen them go up. They've seen them go down. And now they're sort of jumping into this abyss. They don't know what's out there for them, and they're very afraid. So our goal is to give people tangible tools that they can use to bring control back to their financial lives. And if you can do that, then you can see the kind of change that you're talking about. But without those tools, it's very difficult for people to do.
Yeah, well said. They need the tools. I think you certainly have given us some nuggets to think about, as you always do, Steve Kelly. We appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing. Free Money Radio Hour. I love how you do that, because it's probably an hour's not enough time for you.
Well, thanks, Kate. I appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yep, me too. Thanks, Steve.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.